You can do that right now inside of High Level. If you said, DM me this word, High Level has a connection for pages where now you can connect with AI or something like Zappy Chat and handle the conversation back and forth. Now, the big determiner here was the commenting. Now you can say comment down below and it can do a couple actions. It can reply to the comments or it can also strike up a conversation inside of Facebook. So inside of Messenger or in Instagram. This lays the foundation for prompted responses. So imagine starting the conversation kind of like ManyChat where it's like, and here's the three options. Welcome to High Level Hot Takes. My name is Matt Cicino. And if you are a high leveler looking for ways to take advantage of this amazing tool and hear about cool case studies of how it's being used, you are in the right place. If you're looking for more tips and tricks and all things high level, check out howtohighlevel.com after the show. I never thought this would be the topic of a show, but it's High Level, the ManyChat killer. For years, felt like ManyChat was in its category of its own. Like there was maybe like one other ManyChat alternative. Did you ever use a ManyChat alternative, anything like that?
Yeah, I did. And I can't even remember the name because it wasn't as good as ManyChat.
Did it have like Fire or Fuel or something like that? But there was something.
Fuel? Is it Chat Fuel?
It is Chat Fuel. I don't remember. ManyChat, when it came to Facebook messaging automation, it's been the king. It still is the category king. I'm always confused too. Is like, is ManyChat owned by Facebook?
Oh, interesting. I've never looked that up actually.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But it's obviously
fairly, it would feel more integrated.
Yeah, I know. You feel like, why don't they just make this native? But it almost felt like that. It felt like ManyChat was so on team Facebook and so synonymous that you're like, they've got to be, you know, they're the one. And they've run their own conferences, you know, they're a huge foothold in the industry. And there's ebbs and flows, I feel like, of Facebook's prominence, but it just continues to diversify and then bring it back, right? So there's like, there was Snapchat. I was, oh, we got Instagram. And then they were like, well, there's Twitter. Oh, we got Threads. And so they keep on just being like, let's just copy whatever somebody else is doing and we'll continue to find a place of prominence and relevance there. But this week, recent history, High Level has added one of the last remaining functionalities that I was like, oh, this is a critical function for ManyChat. Actually, there's two dynamics to it. So one is call to action conversations. So you've probably seen it where it's like, hey, DM me the word XYZ and we'll follow up. Or comment the word down below. And so this has been the extra sweet spot of a combination there because commenting and just sort of like engagement on a post tends to propel kind of virality. They're tied together. Like if you share it, if you comment on it, those are activities that tend to extend the reach. I hear like mixed things about whether it's allowed. If you're allowed to like have a comment the word or sort of like a clear call to action.
But people I've done a lot of it and for clients and some of the best, and I try to follow TOS pretty tight and I don't remember that ever being
a bad
issue.
Thing.
I don't think so.
I think this is like these are all the people I get all the voices of feels like when you do this, you get shadow banned or whatever it is. I don't care. It seems to work. Everyone is doing it. And anytime that we try to do any sort of like social driven kind of like direct response, they're like, this is what you need to do is have a clear call to action. And the DM me, you can do that right now inside of High Level. If you said DM me this word, High Level has a connection for pages where now you can connect with AI or something like Zappy Chat and handle the conversation back and forth. Now, the big determiner here is it was the commenting. Now you can say comment down below and it can do a couple actions. It can reply to the comments.
Wow.
So it can immediately like just engage and reply to the comments, or it can also strike up a conversation inside of Facebook. So inside of Messenger or in Instagram, I guess, depending on the channel there. Oh, this lays the foundation for prompted responses. So imagine starting the conversation kind of like ManyChat where it's like, and here's the three options.
Yep.
So now your reply back, they say, comment the word boost. And you say like, awesome. What channel are you trying to boost? And then it could have the option for like email, social media, paid media, whatever it is. And now you can have these pre-populated quick responses like you do inside of ManyChat. So this is huge movement. Like probably one of the bigger category disruptions. I don't think High Level, I guess, as far as someone who has sort of category dominance, ManyChat has had it for so long. Like it's been so just synonymous with Facebook conversational automation. You couldn't do it. And, this is High Level. They're saying like their relationship with Meta is scaling and growing. And people are, I'm sure Meta's there looking at like who's growing faster, ManyChat or High Level. And you'd be like, it is High Level driving page conversations, engagement for businesses. And so they're getting some VIP treatment there. And the other aspect they're actually This is because it's a hot take. My behind the scenes, a couple weeks ago, I was talking to Chase because he was on a call with Meta. This is Chase on High Level Team. And the idea of subscribing to Pages to extend the 24-hour limitation on messaging is also coming. So that's a coming to High Level. They actually said it currently exists. I do it with ManyChat, actually, is how we currently do it. So here's the premise. Imagine if on Facebook, businesses could just chat with a lead until the lead said, stop. Whereas currently, and most commonly, you can chat with a lead until 24 hours are up. After 24 hours, you can no longer reach out and have that conversation. And so I think, I don't know if I forecasted this on a podcast, but this is like, when A2P was coming around, I don't know if you remember this, how we were talking, I said, if Facebook would open this up, you could, they could sweep an entire industry and bring people back to Facebook Messenger because businesses would prefer Messenger rather than text.
Yep.
Because it costs them nothing. Yep. And it's guaranteed deliverability, right? It's like, oh my gosh, it kind of feels the same way. I actually had the experience, someone called me on Messenger and your phone treats it like it's a phone call. So like, you don't have to have my phone number to like call me, just call me through Messenger. And I think Facebook and Meta is picking up on this. But so right now, High Level, you can do call to action, comment, DMs you could already do, but comment that will auto reply to the comment or auto create a conversation and have those automated conversations have pre-prompted replies. So you can do it kind of like ManyChat where it makes sense. You're going to get a higher chance of the person replying what you want when you give them exactly what the options are. Also, I think you might get a higher higher percentage of reply because they don't even have to type the word. It's like, click the button. That's exactly what I wanted to say.
Yeah, that's the modern communication is like just, I once asked my kids that. I'm like, hey, how do I get you to text me back more? They're like, just ask yes or no questions.
Well,
so now I'm like, press one, press two. I would get more responses.
So my assistant does this now. She'll say what it is and she'll say, thumbs up, this is what I'm going to do. Thumbs down, this is what I'm going to do. So all, and if there's more, she'll like add extra reaction. So it's like the ask is, you've got predefined responses here. All you got to do is like click, hold, choose a, you know, emoji response.
Smart.
And I'll take action on it. So that is, that's the big movement here.
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal that you can do this now inside of High Level. And I think this, what's going to do is bring a really effective marketing strategy into more businesses' hands. And so I'll say, even though we know it, we've known it, I knew ManyChat could do this. We've been so out of ManyChat. Like I use it for like one thing, literally just one thing, that I didn't want to go back into ManyChat to even create it, even if I knew it was a worthwhile thing to do. So it's like as a marketer who knows this process, it is making us better marketers because it's just reducing the friction between here's the good idea and actually making that a reality. And so that's a really, really cool update from High Level. And so if you're in High Level, new in High Level, or just didn't know this was a possibility, if you've heard this concept before, have a call to action on your social media, drive to a comment so it increases engagement, increases reach, and now you can automate that process of having it either or both and reply to that comment and actually strike up a conversation inside of High Level.
What's fascinating too is if you're, let's say you're an agency or something and you have a SaaS and you're looking to get more clients, right? People that are big, heavy ManyChat users, if they're engaging 100,000 people, it's costing them $430, $500 a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like their pricing is based on usage. Huge opportunity to go take, you know, hyper users and bring them into your SaaS.
Those power users, especially if their power usage is that. Because on the lower end,
you're like $15. That's not going to be enough to sway
someone. It's not as enticing, but yeah, your power ManyChat users, which hopefully they're using that feature at scale, you could absolutely position as a cost savings here.
And I think you're right. I think Facebook is doing, they've been making a lot of updates finally to Messenger. So it's frustrating that Messenger doesn't function like other things. It's hard to search within. It's hard to archive or it's not quite email, but they just made a bunch of improvements to encryption. It's like, okay, they're starting to reinvest into this. So really good timing to know, okay, this can happen within High Level. Really good. Good stuff. Yeah,
it's just another huge foothold. And I did want to talk through. So where do you do this? If you're like, how does this even happen?
Oh, yeah.
It's inside of workflows. So what they did is, added it inside of workflows for your, you got a action or like the trigger. They call it like comment on post. So that's the call to action, right? So I already said you can do DM, but that was always a thing. The new thing is comment on a post. And so they've got it for Facebook and Instagram. And when you choose that, you got to choose, you know, what page it is. And you can specify even the post or the post type that's running there. You don't have to. You can also get into the weeds of it being a top level post or whatever it is. And then your action is, I think it's in a similar kind of placement there, is it's respond on comment and Facebook interactive messenger are the two are like the actions there that are working within that. So you can.
I think we're going to have to do a reel of you walking through how to build one of those.
Okay. You want to see really, how to build this?
I think people are going to want one of those. Well, let's wrap up this episode and let's do one. So if you have been watching this or listening to this and you want to see how it's happening, go over to Matt's Instagram and you'll be able to see it here shortly, how it happens.
I'll give you the visual aid. So catch it over there on Instagram.